כאילו שם, נפסוק במציאה, לנצילה. כמו שאין צריך להיזהר מנחס ונצילה, תמריצי. שם שצריך להיזהר, וצריך להיזהר, במחלקת וואלה, when it's about the master between the Tzidayim and the Amoritzi. The Gemara the Maitre says, take it when the Tzidayim is Suzer, which implies that you should be not involved in anything else between the Tzidayim and Suzer, so you shouldn't be Masiyah Zaz. His opinion holds that a Vada to make a big break, you shouldn't do it with the Gemara, but to make a small break without talking, or even saying a few words, is not a problem, according to the more lenient opinion. The more stringent opinion says, no, you shouldn't even wait more than an hour of time, take to walk 20, Amis, so that 10 seconds chetchilah. And also you should not talk even a few words, and that's a bit Torah. Only things that are connected to the Suda is one allowed to say Masik. So we might go like the end of the Mechavah that says Torah, that you should be careful to eat immediately after you wash your hands. Which brings from the foundation that's a mitzvah to mispal for your mother before you eat. It's about to have sustenance. Says if a person begat him his spouse till after he washed his hands. So some say you can say the tefillah then. I can say hefsin because it's a little bit connected to the suda. The ma'is and mishruah prefers that in such a case say it after you take a bath and then say the tefillah so that you won't have the hefsin between the tefillah and the Ramo says in shor kedehilo chok beizama mikri hefsin. If someone took a break, mishruah says from when he finished drying his hands till the midamoitzi, more than the amount of time it takes. More of 22 hours, which we said is in the area of 10 seconds, that's not like a chil. Yeah. Rabbi says if there's no need to be mastic, you shouldn't be mastic at all. And he added, if you did take a, if you took a longer break, you do not have to wash your hands a second. Yeah. Kuv sound was dying. And but Seya, the path, the Mokham Shinesa, hated. The person cut the bread. And wash them bread, you should cut them off on the crust, cut it by the crust. Pass the dumps of the Ramah, you should absorb inside. A pass the after the Miyah, and tell Edyum to the tassel. In our bread, you should cut through the bread, take some from the top and from the bottom. Yeah. The Ramah is, if you cut a slice, you're getting, cutting from all the sides. The Shabu says, if it's a loaf of bread and cut off one piece, you're going to have someone else cut off one piece. Now you want to make. Might you don't have to cut from the other side, but you have to decide it was fully big all around. But you just cut another slice, and now you're cutting from the side, and that slice has crossed all around. If one of the parts is burnt, you shouldn't use that burnt part for the bracha, not called a bracha. Yeah. But you have to prove it, so you then cut the entire slice. So, last time, ma'at. Before one makes a bracha, you should cut into the loaf of bread, but you shouldn't cut deep enough that if you pick up a small piece, it'll rip off from the bigger piece, because it has to be still considered a sholem. Consider one piece of, one loaf of bread sholem, as long as the part that you picked up, so if you hold it by the small piece, the big piece will not fall. After you see my brother, you have to present it, they should pick the bracha, but you pass sholem. Then after he finishes the bracha, then he rips off the piece in the fashion that he prepared everything to be ripped off, but it's still intact at the time of the bracha, so he made a bracha on